Draisaitl starting on a line together to open game two. And off the draw, it's Draisaitl with a goal and an assist, muscling up on Philip Deneau. Doughty and Anderson defensively can't extract the puck. Draisaitl gets it back from Bouchard, looks for the net, shoots just wide. Rebound, Nurse, a sprawling save made by Kemper.
That kept him out for quite a bit of time, but he's healthy, ready to go, and that's the change for Chris Knobloch.
Kempe is shot off the rush and a save made by Stuart Skinner as LA gets its first chance. A leap back to the point, Brent Clark. Down low, Kuzmenko shimmies off a check inside, a save made by Skinner, and then Kopitar could not bury the rebound. Here's Kane winding it around. Klingberg hard rim up on the glass, and Kane settles it down. Back behind the net, Hyman on the back end. Now shoots, and a save made by Kemper. Kuzmenko and Kopitar sent out to Kempe, looking at Fiala, instead giving it back Kopitar. Kuzmenko again through, denied by Nurse, and then a save on Byfield. In over the line, couldn't get a shot away, take it away. And here comes Connor McDavid off the steal. Shorthanded. Change of pace against Kempe. Inside one time, a save on Connor Brown. Just to comment further, Louis, he was basically on the ice for about 3 minutes in total, the entire season, shorthand. So it is a change. Vogel to the net, stop goal, and LA takes a 1-0 lead. Car charging, Brad Clark, able to bury it, past Skinner. 1-0 Kings. Clark, the rookie, activating down the slot.
Clark was one of them, and this is the second unit on the ice. And he drives himself all the way to the blue paint. Good down-the-wall drive by Warren Fogle. He beats his man along the boards, and Clark gets to that blue paint. It's Deneau with a little backhand chip down the wall. Fogle beats Walden, and then you're going to see Clark stop in front of the net. Get to the net, stop, bam. Beautiful pass, great finish for his first-ever playoff goal. The National Hockey League gives his team a 1-0 lead.
And now McDavid building speed through the neutral zone. Drop pass for Draisaitl, curled back to Kulak. One-timer, not much on it for Bouchard. Just guided in front, then a backhander stopped on McDavid by Kemper. Nugent Hopkins gives it back to Bouchard. Now McDavid. Centering pass, what a save! Hyman denied by Darcy Kemper. What a look! Play in Edmonton comes up empty.
This is the best chance of the power play right here. Great save in tight, and then for Kemper, he gets some help from Gavrikov on the second opportunity off the left pad. It bounces right back to Hyman and Gavrikov.
Anderson able to reel him in. McDavid powers through him, heads for the net. And that was guided by Kemper behind. A give to Bouchard. His shot does not make its way through. A lunging Gavrikov couldn't get it out. Hyman to McDavid. In front to Bouchard. Vogel might have gotten a piece in the last instant. Quick up from Skinner to Draisaitl, and Edmonton dashes right back into the zone. Draisaitl centering pass picked off by Trevor Moore. Shot from distance, handled by Skinner.
I don't think they're going to change, because what they were doing the last 3 years just wasn't working.
10 seconds left on the Oiler power play from the first period, and off the draw.
Right in front.
Vogel, a backhander off the rush, guided aside by Stuart Skinner. Here's Byfield against Bouchard. I also thought he could have probably kicked away that stick of Philip Deneau and gotten away with it. Here's Byfield. Comes free, shoots and scores. Upstairs on Stuart Skinner. 2-0 Kings. Byfield has his second of the series.
And much more responsibility this year for the Kings and why they had such a strong season. And this is just, again, the forecheck and pressure. Draisaitl collision on the wall, trying to get that puck out. And Byfield's there quick. Second man quick to scoop up this loose puck. As Gavrikov comes down, separates it, and Byfield, nice little fake, and then upstairs. I mean, and make it a little tougher on the Kings.
Five forward alignment. Clean face-off win, Kopitar. Again, one of the best men in the league. A try by Kempe off the post.
Saves, they felt maybe a few too wax. Here's the one-timer by Kempe right off the face-off. Kuzmenko with the screen right in front of him.
We saw it in desperation with the Oilers down in game one. Here we're seeing it as a regular thing to give LA something to think about. So you've got McDavid and Nugent Hopkins out there with Nurse and Walton setting up his Fiala. Kuzmenko. Kopitar to Kempe on top of drive line. Rebound score! Right off the end boards. Kuzmenko puts it home. Power play goal, LA.
three playoffs, 25 power play goals, and they are red hot right now. This is the fourth of the series already in the second period of game two, and it's Adrian Kempe who's the catalyst here. Five forwards on this power play and a shot mentality. He rang the bar in the first one that he blasted. This one, Karam's hard off the back wall, and Kuzmenko, who has been around the net the entire series.
Drysdale, McDavid, trade down low. Kopitar puts it up the boards. Good seal to maintain by Klingberg. Digs it out of the skates of Kuzmenko. Cuts to the middle. Loads and fires. Redirected home by Drysdale. John Klingberg found a lane. And Drysdale able to jab one home. And the Oilers are back in it. It's 3-1 on Drysdale's second of the series.
Not happy. And when the anger boiled over, they loaded up the top line. McDavid to Drysdale late in the second period. Kind of was the start of what was to come in the third period with McDavid 3 points. And here again, you saw McDavid on the bench say, we got to get the next one. And it's Leon Drysdale once again. Goes out, gets himself to the spot. And a nice little redirection on the shot to chip this one by Kemper. Get to the net, get that big paddle down on the ice.
Yeah. Go, Kings, go!
Okay, there you go. Back to you.
Between 77 and 88, Louis and I are quite jealous. Fiala against Kulak, tried to jam it back down low. Big hit. Landed by McDavid on Byfield. He's been physical tonight, Connor McDavid. Pekulski trying to beat down. Button hooks. Controls. One-timer. Kulak score! The tip in front! And Edmonton is drawn within 3-2.
Zone, he had 5 hits in game one, and he continues into game two. And then this is just a blast. Pekulski with a nice little stop up. We talked about the presence of the Kings in front of Skinner. And in the third period in game number one, this is what Edmonton did. They got to the net, they started to shoot pucks, and Victor Arvidsson stands his ground and gets a little piece of this. Look at this, he's sandwiched between two Kings, Byfield and Anderson. Get the stick down at the right time and elevate that one up over the pad.
Kemper, hard up. Kuzmenko checked off the puck by Emberson. It's Arvidsson, got the tip in. Deflected back in by Kopitar, and then Arvidsson in control. Center pass, Kempe shoots and scores. 4-2 Los Angeles. Kempe's second of the series and his 13th head-to-head against Edmonton.
Such a great shooter, and follow the bouncing puck. It looks like it's under control. Almost a collision between Arvidsson and Kulak, and that little bobble of the puck leads to the turnover. And then Kempe wisely gets himself in the spot. Look at that little look back by Kopitar. Did you see that? As soon as this puck turned over, he took a quick little look. He knew that Kempe was coming late. Mano a mano.
Kuzmenko, Fiala. Around the boards to Kopitar. Up top, Kempe. Fiala showing one timer. Doesn't take it back door. Kopitar scores. 5-2 Los Angeles. Third power play goal. Series
catches a high one from Kopitar behind the net, and this power play is just on fire. The confidence is oozing with this 5-4 group on the ice. So many options, and that pass by Fiala, so many times he has gone right to the front. Kuzmenko, this time he threads it seam to Kopitar, and the right-sided one-timer, he directs it to the net, banks it off the pad.
And it's Henrique ahead for Connor Brown. He'll drive in against Brent Clark. Did not get a shot on that. Kopitar with a puck for the Kings. Batted down and on that, Rube Rush coming. Kempe and Kuzmenko. Kempe shoots and scores. Pickard's first shot against the hottest man wearing an L.A. sweater.
Into this season's playoffs against Edmonton the last 3 years. He's been a dominant player in the series, and he has been dominant in the first two games. What a shot. I mean, this is picking corners. What a shot to face for your first shot of the game by Calvin Pickard, and he puts this right upstairs, up over top of the shoulder. He is picking corners. Scored the 4-2 goal.
And on the power play, where they were outscored 9-0 in last year's series, they have a 5-0 spread in this series, and a 2-0 edge going back to Edmonton for game.